Jim, I've noticed you've got something dangling out of the bottom of your sweatshirt there. What's going on?
This is a heart monitor. We're doing the broadcast boot camp 13-week challenge with MedPoint. So, you know, you and I both did 5-hour physicals. And honestly, I'm very pleased. I have basically a full clean bill of health.
Yeah, I got my follow-up call from the doctor who did my physical, Dr. Rogan, the other day, and I was pleasantly surprised with the results. I was kind of nervous because I was expecting a call from the doctor at 10 a.m. to give me the results of the medical. Didn't call until 10:20. I started thinking, in that 20 minutes, I was like, oh my God, what did they find?
They're quickly Googling what they found. What is this?
Thinking about how do we break this to them?
You know? Oh God, we got to get our ducks in a row. We need 20 minutes before we call Taz.
But it turned out everything was okay. I mean, there's some things that need to change in terms of lifestyle and exercise, diet, that sort of stuff, which is why we're starting to work out next week. I thought things were all good for you, so why do you have wires attached to your chest, Jim?
Well, it's a heart monitor, so I have to wear it for 2 days, and it monitors my heart. What I have is something that I've been told before is a low resting heart rate, which is when I dislocated my shoulder 3 years ago, my shoulder is out. I'm in the emergency room and they're taking my vitals and they go, you have a really low resting heart rate. Are you a marathon runner? And I'm like, no, but I am pretty chill. I don't know. So a regular heartbeat would be anywhere from 60 to 100 beats per minute. Mine is around 46 to 50. So when I went to MedPoint, they said, you do have a low resting heart rate. Are you a marathon runner? Or this is usually what we only see in the NHL, an NHL player or a marathon runner.
You're an elite athlete.
I am. That's what I try to tell them. But I said, I don't know. And then so we ran a bunch of other tests. And sure enough, I do a VO2 max. And I do have a good athletic build, whatever you want to call it. I am in good shape. But they're still worried about my heart rate. I may just be lucky and may have a low heart rate, and that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Alex Hannum, who works for MedPoint, runs the place. He also has a low resting heart rate. It hasn't been a problem for him. So I don't know. They're just going to see if my heart's skipping a beat or if it has your heart has a natural pacemaker in it, and they'll see if it's called an SA node. They're going to see if it's beating properly. They don't think it isn't. But anyway, it's all these things that if somebody has a low resting heart rate, they have to check these things off before they
can
give me
all clear. But it could ultimately be a positive thing, this low resting heart rate.
Yeah, it's I don't think it's an advantage, but it just means your heart's not overworking. If you're a marathon runner, when you're not doing anything, your heart's let me take a snooze here. So I hope that's what my heart's doing.
Now I wonder how much lower it can go. As you get in better shape, is that thing
going
to...
Let's do 1 BPM.
Just one.
Dun-dun. We'll see. I don't know. And the weird thing is, so they're all kind of attached. I got three things, two under my ribs on each side, and then one right in the center of my chest. I wake up this morning, and all three of the pack that's in my pocket got stuck on something. All three of them pulled out. So I put them back on the order I think they're supposed to be on.
So it's like defusing a bomb. Where does the red one go? Where does the blue one go? Where's the red one go?
Don't cross the wires. It stops your heart.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm excited to get started. Our workouts start next week. We got an email here. I want to give a shout out to our trainers. Aaron is going to be my trainer for 13 weeks, and Kyla is going to be your trainer, Jim. They've got their work cut out for them for sure.
Do you have a goal to bench press something or?
Oh, I just need to lose weight. I need to lose about 30 pounds of fat that I've gained over the past 5 years. Put it on slowly. I want it to come off quickly. We'll see how it goes. I was tying up some loose ends yesterday before we start working out.
Does that mean finishing all the food in your fridge?
Yeah, I went and tried. Been seeing the commercials for the Big Arch at McDonald's.
Yeah.
The new giant hamburger they have.
Taz, like, gotta, before a 3-month hiatus.
Training starts next week. Grayson, get in the truck. We're going to try the big arch. Well, Daddy still can.
Yeah.
Because we meet with the nutritionist and then the training starts. And once you start working out in the gym, you realize how hard it is to burn calories. So it really makes you conscious about how many you're consuming in the day, right?
Makes it taste worse.
It's gonna be a challenge, but really looking forward to it. The broadcaster boot camp with our friends at MedPoint Health. Great spot if you're looking to take care of yourself.